from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So the Olympics are coming up. I got to be honest, is it next week? I've not paid attention to the start date, although I like watching the Olympics. I'm more all over start of training camp and the trade deadline and everything else than I am the Olympics. It's late next week, right?
So technically tomorrow.
Really?
Yep. Tomorrow we will start getting everything rolling. I think there's some basketball, a little soccer, and a little water polo. You know, the stuff that has group play and all of that is going to start up. Opening ceremonies will be on Friday.
Really?
And then we're cooking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Opening ceremonies on Friday.
Opening ceremonies on Friday. I believe 3 p.m. is what you're looking at, too. So you're looking at about, I think it's a 5 or 6 hour time difference in Paris.
Okay.
They're 5 or 6 hours ahead of us.
All right.
So all of your Olympic coverage, if you want to get it live, is going to be in the morning to afternoon area. And then, of course, NBC will have the package where they show you very, very little sports and more make you cry.
Well, the one thing that, yeah, leave the heartwarming stories out and show me more swimming.
Exactly.
You know, show me an event.
And if you want to
grab, let me see the rowing.
If you want to grab that stuff on demand, it'll all be on Peacock.
So, you know, they make a big deal out of a lot of things at the Olympics. Why? Well, they should. That's the big reason why. It's interesting to me, and you know, things evolve. Back in the day, many years ago, ABC had the Olympics. And I thought ABC did a great job because they showed events.
Mm-hmm.
Times change.
Yes.
And NBC does a fine job with the Olympics. But to me, there's so much extra stuff they put in. I'm more concerned about the athletic events. But we follow a lot of things with the Olympics and, you know, lighting the torch and, you know, carrying the Olympic flame. That's always a big deal.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's a cool tradition and everything else. And I like the way that works. But I mentioned NBC. NBC's had kind of a special correspondent during the United States team trials and stuff like that. And this person apparently is going to be involved in their coverage of the games for some reason that I don't completely understand. But at the age of 52, still in fine shape, carrying the Olympic torch through the streets of St. Denis, the northern Paris suburb, it's home to the Olympic Stadium, will be Snoop Dogg carrying the Olympic torch. NBC's had some pull on that. Snoop Dogg, Dan.
Awesome.
Carrying the Olympic torch.
That's, you know what? It's fantastic.
He's a Steeler. Is it fantastic?
Yeah, he'll probably power walk. I don't know how fast Snoop Dogg's going to be moving.
His son played college football, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I believe so. I know he is a football coach and has done a whole bunch of football coaching and all that. I mean, look, you want to bring some recognition to it. It's a cool event. I don't even know how many
Snoop
people.
Dogg.
I don't even know how many people know how this goes, which is they take the flame of the Olympics and they put it in a torch, and it's supposed to be ran across the world and then finish in Paris. And it gets handed off in between.
Isn't it from the former Olympics to the next Olympics or something like that? Or is it from Athens?
I don't remember.
It might be from Athens.
If you know, please get at us at CLE Talking Heads, because I don't totally remember. And there's a whole bunch of people who will pass it off in between each other. So it's a really cool event. And if Snoop Dogg is one of those that's doing it, cool.
Snoop Dogg.
Why not?
Snoop Dogg's fun. I'll say that. I like him.
It gives it some attention. He is also one of those people who's starting to fall into the category of like, what do you say no to? Like, he's starting to fall into that. Like, okay, if somebody comes up to you, like, what is your no category that you're going, that's really not my speed? Like,
well, you don't want to see the guy blow out a knee or something like that.
Right. That's why I think he'll like power walk it. But still, it'll be great. Now, will any questionable things be lit off of the Olympic torch is another part that we should be able to gamble on. Will something get rolled and then he lights it as he's walking? Because that feels very Snoop Dogg-like, and I could get behind that.
Really? You could get behind that.
I think it'd be a great story. Snoop Dogg lights joint off of Olympic torch.
Snoop Dogg blazing away as he's carrying the Olympic torch.
You're darn right. I think it fit him perfectly. And if anything, it only brings more attention to your event. And especially, is he doing, because I think the last Olympics, they had him and Kevin Hart doing special commentary for miscellaneous things. So maybe
they had
we get that again.
The special broadcast, the Manning cast.
Yeah, except far less knowledgeable and far more entertaining probably too, because nothing was off limits because I think it was on Peacock. So you really didn't have to worry about the FCC.
But yeah,
I think it can only enhance it. I think it's awesome. I love the Olympics. I am an Olympics junkie.
See, I must tell you, Olympics and Snoop Dogg are two things I never thought I'd be putting in the same sentence, but here we go. Thank you, NBC.
Yep.
That's part of it.
All right.
All right, what?
Can I fearmonger a little? Can I scare you?
Yeah, I got to go somewhere else with this too, but go ahead.
Okay, well, mine's a total right-hand turn, so you finish and
then
I'll take
Olympics?
The turn. No.
All right, well, mine is.
Yes.
Why in the world does Team USA basketball need incredible efforts by LeBron James to beat South Sudan and Germany?
I think it's because nobody wants to step on anybody's toes.
Just yesterday, they beat Germany, and it was a tough game. And the Germans have some NBA players, but it was a 92-88 win after the tough win against South Sudan by a point when South Sudan had a chance with 8 seconds left to win the game. LeBron scored 8 points and also did some other things defensively down the stretch. He played only 18 minutes, and he had 20 points and 6 rebounds and 4 assists. And I thought, what are these, the 2006 Cavs? Is that what we have going here?
Wow. That's hurtful.
These the 2007 Cavs?
That's hurtful.
I mean, where's Sasha Pavlovich?
I wonder how much of this is, no, you take it. No, I insist you shoot. No, I pass it back to you. I wonder if this is a whole bunch of stars trying to figure out how they fit in here and who should score the points.
Now, these are only preseason games. You know, they're getting ready, so they're tune-ups. That's all well and good. And if they were to lose one of these, not a big deal, except for this. When they almost lost to South Sudan, you know, the headlines and read the articles, and it was like this would have been one of the biggest upsets in international basketball history. In a game that didn't matter? Okay, I get that. And that's why I'm real curious to see what happens when this team gets to the Olympics, because it's either going to be like this or they're going to get their act together and they're going to destroy most people.
I wonder if it's going to be maybe a little bit like this. I mean, this is the problem when you have, you know, and it's worked for years for USA basketball, so I get why they haven't really changed it. But this is what happens when you go, all right, everybody, come on to the same team. I know all of you really haven't played with each other. I know we really don't run anything. There's not a whole lot of a, you know, known fact or known commodity with anybody knowing how they're supposed to play, where they like the ball, where they like shots.
And we have 3 weeks to get it together.
Yeah. And I know it has worked in the past for the USA, but you get like the German national team with the Wagner brothers have played together forever, and they play together in the offseason. And the Australians play together, and they play together in the offseason. And Spain, who gave the USA fits with the Gasol brothers and whomever else was on that team that I'm totally blank on. Ricky Rubio, that's what I was thinking of. They've all played together for a really long period of time.
The German team has only 4 NBA players on it.
Right. But those guys all kind of know how to play together.
Which goes back to the essence of the sport.
Mm-hmm. And the U.S. team has always been, all right, let's just grab the 15 best or 12 best guys and let's go. And we'll figure it out because we got the 12 best players.
I just, I'm so curious to see if LeBron has to carry the load in that. Because you would, it shows me two things. Wow, it's interesting that he has to do that. And B, he's still able to do that at the age of 39. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
And maybe it's due to the fact that he's only playing 25 minutes.
Yeah, not playing a ton of time.
Yeah, because they're making sure everybody's getting in there and all that stuff, that he may have that level of energy that he could just go, all right, give me the ball, let's go.
All right, you were going to make a right-hand turn. What is it?
All right. So to everybody who is out there, we are in swimming season. We are in vacation season and all that stuff. And so we have to become a public service.
Swimming season?
Uh-huh. We have to become a public service.
Outdoor swimming season.
Exactly. Okay. I'm taking this from Sky News, okay, out of England. Sharks off the coast of Brazil are testing positive for cocaine. Jeff, we have cocaine sharks. This is the thing.
Sharks, so as if they're not angry enough already?
Right. We already have multiple movies and tons of people who fear sharks. Now I got sharks on cocaine.
Isn't there a movie called Cocaine Bear or something like that?
Yes, it's wildly entertaining.
So now we have cocaine sharks.
Now we have cocaine shark. Researchers have long suggested that sea life could be impacted by the drugs that have been dumped into the water by smugglers. They have now found off the coast of Florida and South and Central America. A study of the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation in Brazil has found evidence of sharks being infected by cocaine. Because the drug is in the ocean, they are becoming very irritable. They are becoming more violent because of cocaine. We have sharks on blow, Jeff. Why are you
dumping cocaine into the oceans?
Just so you don't get
busted? Okay.
You don't want the feds to get it.
I mean, that's kind of a waste of your product, isn't it? If people do such things.
Yeah, but you have even less. We have even less product when you're doing 15 to 20.
Well, now that's a valid point, isn't it?
Well, except now, if you go swimming and you get a shark that had the right breath of cocaine, you're done. This is a problem. The last thing I need is one of the apex predators on this planet to be introduced to a drug that does nothing
but make them more aggressive.
Uh-huh, and give them more energy and more irritable. This is bad. This is really bad. I don't want to go swimming anymore off the... I mean, they tell you that on Copacabana Beach, like, you should never go swimming anyway because of how badly Brazil has polluted all of that area. But now the entire Atlantic Ocean and possibly the Pacific.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Cocaine sharks, Jeff.
So we have that going for us, folks.
Which is not nice.
We will not be talking about cocaine sharks with Chelsea Janes.
At least not to your knowledge.
She covers Major League Baseball for the Washington Post, does not cover cocaine sharks, we believe. She's next on Baskin and Phelps.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.